Okay, continuing to get ready with Purim with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zichos Yagad Aleinu, Perek Beis, Part 2. Lunin Shabi, Lunin Nishmas, Esther Tehilas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas, Rav Shmuel Yitzhak Eliyahu, Ben Rav Pinchas Aaron, for Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zichos Yagad Aleinu, Yartza, Yishrusha Purim, for Fur Shlema, for Shifra Basara, Avraham Ben Shendel, Soshachais, for all the hostages of the soldiers, for Basaris Tovos. Very simple question, is actually one question, four answers. At the end of Perek Beis, we know that Mordechai hears what's going on with Bigzan and Zeresh, that they want to kill the king. Why does Mordechai and Esther save the life of Achashverosh? Why don't they just allow Achashverosh to be killed? Which would, what would that do? Simple question, I never thought of it. It would actually free Esther. Why does Mordechai inform Esther to tell Achashverosh about the plan? So Rav Chaim brings down four answers. The first answer, says Rav Chaim, had Bigzan and Zeresh succeeded in killing Achashverosh, they would likely have advanced the claim that Achashverosh was worthy of being overthrown due to his incompetence. We would have had a new government. And what would you do to the new old government? You would have got rid of them. Who was part of that old government? It's the first lady. And that would be Esther. Mordechai is also part of that government. So number one, they were looking out for themselves. Number one. Number two, says Rav Chaim, Bigzan and Zeresh would have claimed that a complete regime change was not necessary, but Achashverosh himself deserved to be killed. We know that it's brought down in Rashi Ksubis, Tav Chav Zayin, Amanav, Yushami Ksubis. It was common when a person was executed for a crime, his wife was executed as well. It's brought down in Rashi and Ksuvos. It's also Yerushalmi. When someone was guilty for a crime, the wife was also put to death. Now thus, if Bigzan and Zeresh were able to claim that Achashverosh deserved to die because of his crimes, Esther would also be executed as well. So the first answer is telling us that not only would Achashverosh be killed, but the new government, They would want to start over, get rid of the first lady, and get rid of Mordechai, who was also part of the government. Second answer is they were also looking out for Esther because if they tried to convince people that Achashverosh was guilty for his crimes, they would get rid of it also, just like it's brought down by Chazal that the wife also goes down. The third one it says here in my sefer, which is great, it's mamish in English from Avraham Yishai Steinman Rav Chaim on the Megillas Esther in Purim. He said Rav Chaim said this at the Suda. He says, beautiful, a little more lighthearted one. Why did Mordechai tell the king about Bigzan and Zeresh? It is true, said Rechaim, that Mordechai wanted the wicked Achashverosh to be killed. But by informing Achashverosh of the plot, Mordechai rid the world of two wicked people, Bigzan and Zeresh, rather than just one. What's more, one Rasha or two Rishon? Achashverosh is one, but Bigzan and Zeresh is two. And our job is to get rid of, you want to get rid of the richest in the entire world? Good. But on a more serious note, Rav Chaim, this is answer number four, Rav Chaim quoted the Malbim, who says, if you look in Perek Gimel, Haman was appointed prime minister because once Mordechai's role in the incident of Bigzan and Zeresh had been forgotten, Haman managed to convince Achashverosh that he had been the one who uncovered the assassination attempt. Based on the words of the Malbim, it is likely that Bigzan and Zeresh came from Amalek. Haman thus convinced Achashverosh that he had discovered their plot because he was the same nationality and understood their language. Although the Gemara says that Bigzan and Zeresh spoke the language of Tarshish, the men simply lived in Tarshish, but they also were Amalek. If so, Mordechai wanted to have them killed because of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, to get rid of Amalek, even though killing them meant that the wicked Achashverosh was saved. So maybe you could really say that three and four really go together. Because they want to get rid of Bigzan and Zeresh, not just two against one, to get Mechias Amalek. But Rav Chaim says, Mamash from the Ma'amim, that somehow, some way, the Ma'amim says, that Haman Mamash put into Achashverosh's head that he was the one who covered the assassination attempt. And that kind of makes sense with the rest of the Megillah, when he couldn't sleep at night, and the Zdavka of Mordechai, who he brought out of Sefer HaZichronos, and Haman was Zdavka, the one outside, he said, oh yeah, you're the one who saved them? It's not what I wrote down over here. So Rav Chaim, Mordechai had much bigger plans. It wasn't just about saving Esther's life, but it was getting rid of Amalek, Mechias Amalek. Shem Yizochu Be'ez Hashem to learn every lesson from Rav Chaim. Four answers. Well, I never thought of this before. Why didn't they just allow him to be killed? Number one, they didn't want Achashverosh to get rid of his wife as well. A new government, Mordechai also would be killed. Number two, it's brought down in Chazal, Ksubas Chavzayin, Yushami, and Ksubas Beis Tes, and Rashi, that when you have a new someone who deserves to be crimed for killed, the wife also went down. Rav Chaim said lightheartedly that two against one, Bigzan and Zeresh is two, Achashverosh is one, Rasha. And finally, the fourth and final idea from the Mab and then Haman. Actually, the Bigzan and Zeresh actually came from Amalek, and Haman actually convinced Achashverosh that he was the one who actually understood their assassination attempt, and he was the one who stayed. And so if Mordechai actually did this, he was doing it for Mechias Amalek. Shem Zochah, look at the Tosfos of Machzavit, the early in Shas, And Gemara tells us that Gimel Manaf and Bracha says, "Etam he said, 'Yeheshmei Rabo, Yeheshmei Rabo.' We are wiping out a Kadosh Baruch Hu's lack of his name. Yeheshmei Rabo. What does it mean? Yeheshmei Rabo. That his name should be full. Right now, it's the Kiala case. Ka. Our job is Mechid Samalik, and not just to physically wipe out Hamas, Hezbollah, Haman, Hitler, whatever it is, but also spiritually." To spiritually connect them, Davka through our Tfilos, through our Torah, through our Chesed, Be'ez Hashem Yisbroch. Look at the Taisos, Davka, Gimel, and Machzor, Vitri, in Brachos, Be'ez Hashem Shkoy.